This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Staying with jobs here for a second, the latest Marketplace Edison Research poll is out this week. I think I mentioned that yesterday. And among the data points and the crosstabs and the grim drip of news about layoffs and furloughs and pay cuts was this item. Among those who are still employed, more than a third of people have had their hours cut, which follows, I guess, given the way things have been going. But 16% of people who are still working are working more hours. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
I reached electrician Mike Cargill while he was out on a job in Houston, Texas.
Right now, we are swapping an electrical panel inside somebody's house that was beginning to overheat.
Home electricity usage has surged during the lockdown, and so has his pay.
Because people are at home, you know, watching TV or plugging their laptop in different areas to work from home and realizing, oh my goodness, this plug doesn't work.
Meanwhile, his fiance, who works in marketing, and his dad, who consults in the oil fields, are out of work. Every recession has winners and losers, says Julia Pollack, a labor economist with job site ZipRecruiter. But the juxtapositions caused by this economic shock have been extreme.
Job postings have fallen 47%. At the same time, it has caused sales and user growth to soar in some other businesses.
Like grocery stores, e-commerce, and pharmaceuticals. And though big companies like Amazon and Walmart are hiring to meet increased demand, she says more businesses are just increasing hours for existing staff. But not all of them are getting paid more, says Jed Kolko, chief economist with job site Indeed.
It's one thing to want more hours, get more hours, and get paid for it. It's something else entirely to have to work more hours just to get your same job done for the same pay.
Like Carolyn Behrens, a middle school English teacher in Richmond, Virginia, who has revamped her curriculum for remote classes and switched to more one-on-one sessions with students with learning disabilities.
So I end up doing a lot more individually. It takes longer. It just takes longer.
She estimates she's working about 2 extra hours a day, but as an already overworked teacher, she stopped keeping track. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.